Canmore, with an increasing number of appeals going to the Subdivision and Development Appeal Board, SDAB, the current volume of appeals has become a burden to board members. In 2018, there were 11 appeals, the highest number in the past 5 years. From 2019 to 2021, there was a total of 13 appeals. However, a little past the halfway mark of 2022, there have been 11 appeals. To help SDAB manage the increased workload, Council approved an administration proposal to bring the board to a maximum of 10 people, with 3 needed for quorum and no more than 5 people per appeal hearing. What we are finding is we are having a significant increase in SDAB appeals, and with a limited number of people on the board, it is a difficult workload, said Sally Cottle, SAO for the town of Canmore. The board previously allowed for a minimum of 4 members and a maximum of 5 members, in addition to 1 member of council. The change increased the pool from which members could be chosen for a given appeal, giving some members a break, particularly due to the long nature of the appeals and lengthy time to come to a decision. Increasing the number of members will help to minimize the demand on current members, making the tasks of being a board member less burdensome and support greater flexibility in the scheduling of meetings, the report to council stated. In turn, this will facilitate efficient turnaround times on appeal decisions, which benefits all parties involved in an appeal. Caon. Tanya Fubert asked why there were more appeals, and if there were more appeals on approvals or refusals. People are now taking opportunities post-COVID to voice their concerns, said Lauren Miller, the town's manager of planning and development. Most appeals to date have been in response to an approval. We are not seeing appeals to subdivision approvals but development approvals in residential areas, typically neighbors. Mayor Sean Krausert felt the increase in membership was a step in the right direction. I think these changes are excellent. It is great to have a larger pool to choose from. Selecting the maximum number to be on a panel is good, Krausert said. If it becomes too large, it becomes unwieldy. I think this strikes a good balance of getting more members while still maintaining efficiency. Caon. Joanna McCallum agreed, citing the juggling of personal lives with a commitment to SDAB. I would say these are excellent changes. We have a committed SDAB, McCallum, who sits as council's SDAB representative, said. They have been taking on multiple appeals, juggling their own personal lives and this work, doing an excellent job and making excellent decisions. Caon. Jeff Hilsted said the decision was an example of council moving with the times. We are seeing more appeals happening and seeing more burnout. This makes sense to do,